USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast on Sunday as it unleashed landslides, knocked out the power grid, and ripped streets apart. The storm also washed away a bridge in a central mountain town that was installed by the National Guard after Maria hit the island 5 years ago. President Biden declared a state of emergency in the U.S. territory prior to the hurricane making landfall. Fiona hit the island on the 33rd anniversary of Hurricane Hugo and just 2 days prior to the 5th anniversary of Hurricane Maria. The president, among thousands paying respects to Queen Elizabeth II in London, he visited the coffin lying in state at Westminster Hall. He also signed the book of condolence. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reports that Biden will be the only representative of the United States at the funeral.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be the only American delegates to attend Queen Elizabeth II's official funeral service in London Monday. But other U.S. dignitaries, including former U.S. Presidents Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter, have been invited to a, quote, service of thanksgiving for the life of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, September 21st. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
About 500 world leaders are in London for the state funeral. One person who will not be there is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. His invitation drew criticism from human rights groups due to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Another royal is expected to represent Saudi Arabia. People across Britain paused for a minute of silence Sunday night in memory of the monarch. Officials have begun to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are calls being made for an international tribunal over Russia's invasion of Ukraine following the discovery of hundreds of graves in a town recently liberated by Ukrainian troops. The officials in Ukraine say they believe war crimes have been committed in Izium, where 59 bodies have been exhumed so far, but more expected at the edge of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says investigators had discovered new evidence of torture used against the people in the town located in the Kharkiv region. Back here in the States, the Biden administration is preparing to send more money to boost Ukraine's fight against the Kremlin.
Speaking during Friday's White House briefing, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, explains United States will continue to support Ukraine in its continued fight against Russia's invasion.
We're going to continue to provide Ukraine with key capabilities to meet their evolving battlefield requirements, and they are evolving battlefield requirements.
The package, valued at $600 million, comes as Ukraine continues to gain momentum in its massive counteroffensive against Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An official with the University of Oregon apologized after a video posted to social media appeared to show fans of the school's football team directing an explicit chant towards fans of Brigham Young University at a football game between the two schools. BYU is a private institution of the Latter-day Saints Church. Utah Governor Spencer Cox decried the incident as religious bigotry. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.